and Murata Mornings.
Social Studies.
Brought to you by HigherPrice.com. Carol Royce, your home sold guaranteed realty.
Oh, it's the time of the morning where the wheels come off. No. It's Social Studies with Sarah Cazell. Hi, Sarah.
Hello. The wheels are staying on today. Jarrett Carlin is not hosting Social Studies today. You did a great job, though. Hey, don't make that face. You did a great job, Jarrett.
Thank you. Why, did you listen to it?
I did, just to make sure that I wasn't going to repeat anything in today's Social Studies and or Rush Hour reboot. I listened on the podcast, which you can find on the Arizona Sports app or on our website, arizonasports.com.
Well done.
Yeah, go ahead and subscribe. Follow us as well on Twitter/X at @Bickley_Murata or on Instagram at @Bickley and Murata. Okay, now that I've gotten all my plugs in, let's jump into Social Studies, starting off with the Phoenix Suns. We were talking about watching the Timberwolves, how they are playing last night, how they were playing last night, I should say, and just marveling at what they are able to do against the Nuggets right now. We are asking, what is something that the Suns can learn from the remaining teams still playing in the playoffs?
I would say that one of the lessons I got from watching the Timberwolves, and again, they've got really good defensive players, but the effort on defense, the commitment to playing defense every single play, it matters, man. And you don't have to be a great defensive player to feel that way or act that way. And I think the Suns started to do that late stages of Monty Williams. That's when Devin Booker started to become a plus defender. They need to get back to that.
Yeah, especially in the playoffs. And every team says it. You can't take a possession off. You really need to commit on that end. But I've never seen it to this degree that the Minnesota Timberwolves have done it now for six straight games in the playoffs. It's truly impressive, not only to see them carry it out, but the buy-in they have on that end of the floor, even without Rudy Gobert. That's the biggest learning point for the Suns. Now you got to have the personnel that's willing to do it too. And did they have that? Maybe not.
Yeah. Let's start with Andy Page, what the Suns can learn from the remaining teams in the postseason. Andy Page says the Suns can learn there is no time to feel sorry for yourselves. Play with supreme confidence and stay resilient. The Suns know all of this, but the remaining playoff teams can remind them mental toughness is a trademark of championship teams. Jake says what the Suns should learn from the remaining playoff teams is the draft is important. Probably the simplest way to put it.
Yeah.
Daryl Lee says, Ant is him. The Suns don't have a him. The Suns don't have a hymn, H-Y-M-N, until they find a him. These three score a lot, but just aren't a him.
Okay.
There you go. That's the Daryl Lee special.
If they get him, he can write a hymn.
Oh no. Don't encourage him.
Yeah, indeed.
All right, we're sticking with the Phoenix Suns and the NBA. We've got four point guards listed, veteran point guards, I should say. And we are asking of those four, who would you most want to add to the Suns next year?
Four guys that might be available this offseason.
Sure, yes. Of course, for the right price. But who would you want to add of these four and why? Oof. James Harden, Russell Westbrook, D'Angelo Russell, or Chris Paul?
Ooh, I would, out of that group, give me Russell Westbrook. The intensity, the defense, the bounce, the athleticism, I'm taking him. Chris Paul second.
Yeah.
I don't, but see, Chris Paul's getting up there in age, man.
He's been getting up there.
It's not James Harden, I'll tell you that. Who was the second guy again?
Russell Westbrook.
D'Angelo.
No.
And then Chris Paul.
I just do not like D'Lo.
That's a no to D'Lo?
Yeah, I just don't like him.
I think Russell Westbrook's the only answer. The only guy that's played for a minimum contract on that list.
Which is likely what this would need to be, yeah.
But I don't, like, that would give me pause too, but if I gotta pick one, I'm picking him.
Okay. 38% of our voters go with Chris Paul, the former Phoenix Sun. 23% say Russell Westbrook. 22% say D'Angelo Russell. Only 16% want to see James Harden as a Phoenix Sun. JDW says Chris Paul's presence and leadership alone make it a no-brainer. Even if he plays backup point guard minutes, it would be incredibly useful. Jaws says, pick a Russell, either Westbrook or D'Angelo. We have to pick up the pace. Watching KD go ISO is a recipe for disaster. Bruce Bray threw campaign into the mix. Chad J says, give me Alex Caruso or give me death.
Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd pick campaign over any of those four that's on that list, quite honestly.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Metallica James says, these are our options, old farts who still play. And then Nick says, pass, which, yeah, that's what we're trying to get someone to do. So Nick's with us. There we go. Okay, final question in today's edition of Social Studies. Is this tailing off of the Tom Brady roast from Sunday night? Okay. My ears are still singeing from that one. That was wild. The best type of roast, guys, is a comedy roast, a pot roast, roasted coffee beans, or roast beef.
Ooh, that's a choice of between two for me.
Okay.
I love pot roast.
Do you really? Oh,
you want to talk phenomenal about comfort food? Holy
really?
Moly.
The potatoes in there, the carrots,
the gravy,
the onion, the...
Oh. I'm going pot roast. I did say earlier, last week on this show, maybe it was yesterday, I don't even know what day it is anymore,
okay,
that if there was just a network that showed comedy roasts all the time, I would watch that. I would watch that channel gladly.
Yeah.
And I was last Friday after the show, I went and had breakfast down the street. I popped in my my ear pods, and as I was eating, I was watching an old celebrity roast of Jerry Stiller.
Oh yeah!
Wow,
that was the first. I believe that was the first Comedy Central one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Put me down for a comedy roast. Okay. Yeah, listen, I would vote roast beef, but the last, I don't know, I haven't had good roast beef lunch meat in a while. I'm actually kind of tired of pot roast. I like Vinny, I used to love it. I ate it all the time growing up. I've kind of had it.
Okay.
So comedy roast for me.
Do you have a favorite comedy roast or roaster?
I just like the format. I just like the vicious humor.
You're just down for it, no matter what.
Yeah.
There's so many good ones over the years. My favorite roaster ever is no longer with us. It was a guy named Greg Giraldo. Do you remember him?
Yeah, he was.
Oh yeah,
he was
great. I think I know.
Vicious.
We maybe with the much earlier than expected Suns exit from the playoffs, we do have a wide open summer. Perhaps we bring back the Bickley and Murata roast that we did a couple times during the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Jerry Stiller roast, I remember the joke.
You guys are really good at
yeah,
it.
You guys
so
were
I
awesome.
Mean, yeah, no, I would think that would be something that we should do more of.
The joke,
but
I
that would take effort, Jarrett.
I'm into it.
What about the virtual sports bar?
Sidle on up.
Jerry, it's fun while it lasted.
Jerry Stiller is so ugly, his family photos hang themselves.
Who did that?
That was Jeff Ross.
No.
Jeff Ross is amazing at roasting, too. And we've actually
unless he's making fun of Robert. Oh, by the way, Robert Kraft, I didn't know this because I didn't watch all of it. Robert Kraft apparently in his monologue addressed Vladimir Putin and said, can I have my bleeping ring back?
He said, give me my bleeping ring back.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Kevin Hart got him to do a shot with Bill Belichick, and there were other shots on the stage. It was it was wild.
Robert Kraft hasn't been seen in 48 hours.
31% go with a pot roast as the best type of roast.
All right.
26% say roast beef. 23% go comedy roast. 21% say roasted coffee beans.
All right.
I'm down for all four.
Yeah, well, not a bad answer on that list.
Nope.
Thank you, Sarah. Thanks to everybody who chimed in on social studies. You can text your thoughts to the FanDuel text line. It's open at 620-620 right now. Coming up next, does the speculation build to anything? Is today the day we hear something on the future of Frank Vogel as the head coach of the Phoenix Suns? We will explore straight ahead here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, everybody, it's Bernsy. Considering which teams are left in the NBA postseason, we have to ask ourselves, is the window to contend closing faster than we thought in Phoenix? It's the Bernsy and Gambo Show, and it starts at straight up 2 o'clock.
And then Phoenix, we're going to have to wait and see. It's not 100% certain that the Suns would opt to make a coaching change. There were certainly reports in the immediate aftermath of Phoenix getting swept by Minnesota that Frank Vogel's job is in peril. But I have heard that one option that the Suns have considered is just completely redo the staff around him. Maybe there is a former player who can come in to be on his staff. Obviously, with Kevin Young going to BYU, that certainly opens up the lead assistant slot. So there will be changes on the Suns bench. Whether it extends all the way to the head coach remains to be seen.
NBA insider Mark Stein sharing his thoughts on what's going on or what's not going on with the Phoenix Suns. We are now, 10 days removed from the Suns being eliminated from the playoffs?
Yeah.
No determination one way or the other. Frank Vogel being replaced or Frank Vogel getting a nod of confidence from the front office and the ownership that he's going to get a second year on the job. I'll say it again. The longer this drags out, the more it indicates to me that Frank Vogel's job is secure.
Yeah, which is interesting because nobody, certainly you and I, have never suggested that Frank Vogel is not a good basketball coach. It's the fit. It's how the players seem to be tuning him out at times or not responding to him. Then there was that story in The Athletic, and you know the detail, you know the anecdote. There is any number of those things that made you think this is just not happening. They are not buying what this guy is selling. And so what would make an owner change his mind about that? Well, I don't know. I do think that Suns fans, as we discussed earlier, are probably mildly encouraged that the Timberwolves are doing this to the Denver Nuggets as well. And that's perfectly fair. You can do that, but you also have to recognize your basketball team is flawed. Just because the Wolves are doing it to somebody else doesn't mean you're automatically better than you thought you were.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
One of the questions they have to ask is how different would this season have been with a different head coach?
Mm-hmm.
If they think it wouldn't have been that different, then it's a roster thing and a player thing and that kind of thing.
Look, there's roster issues. We know that. But you just talked about fit. And let's go back last summer. Frank Vogel was not considered a front runner for the job. His name was in the mix, but emerged late as the guy that got this job. And when we talked about fit last summer, that was, I think, one of the strengths on Frank Vogel's resume.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive-minded head coach. Suns need help there. A guy who's won a championship, checks a box. A guy who's not confrontational with a team full of veteran stars. Probably a great fit, wouldn't you think?
Yes. In theory.
In theory is a strong way to put it.
Our flawed thinking was the roster does not have a lot of good defensive players, but we're bringing in a defensive head coach, and that'll make up for it. Instead of saying he needs players that fit his style.
Okay, so now let's back up, because the one guy on the staff that Frank Vogel did not hire was Kevin Young, who thought for a week, maybe longer, that he was going to be the guy. Maybe it, through talking this out, they've realized, okay, the issue is a lack of belief in the offensive system, which led to the team turning a deaf ear to their head coach when maybe Kevin Young was sabotaging everything to begin with. Now, I don't know Kevin Young well enough. I wasn't impressed at all with the offensive design, and he is no longer on the staff. It's generally, theoretically, not a good idea to make one of your guys' top assistants a head coach who theoretically wanted your job. That's not good. It's the Bruce Arians theory. I don't care the quality of my assistant coaches. as long as they're 100% loyal to me. And I'll take care of the rest. Because then I'll have solidarity and the players will know they cannot mess with me. So there's something to be said for that. So if you're looking for what would prompt an owner and his top people to kind of go, okay, you know what? Maybe it's not a Frank Vogel issue. Let's run it back with the big three. Again, the idea doesn't make sense to me, but if you talk out the ways that it might make sense, that would be one of them.
Yeah, I mean, but that's one way things won't be exactly the same, and Mark Stein kind of pointed that out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what happens with the staff if it's sweeping changes. Does David Fizdale get bumped up to be the lead assistant? Do they bring in somebody from the outside, fresh eyes, to try to fix this offensive system? But you know, you talked about it in the blast as well, bringing this back with Frank Vogel as the head coach and the big three intact, it would that meet the criteria of the definition of insanity? It's not going to be exactly the same. Mm-hmm. We know at the very least there's going to be a high-ranking assistant coach with an offensive bent that's going to be a part of this staff.
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough change? We'll see. But I'm with you, and I'm not just saying this because Kevin Young is no longer with the Suns and he took the job at BYU. That move to me indicates, and I know there's connections there and it's his home state, but that just indicates to me that Kevin Young was hell-bent on being a head coach somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He was up for the Suns job. He was up for the Brooklyn job earlier this season. He didn't get that job. That went to Jordy Fernandez. And soon after that was announced, even during the playoffs, Kevin Young's like, I'm done. I'm going to BYU. Mm-hmm. I'll stick around until the end of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying he was the entire issue, but I was unimpressed with what I saw.
Same.
With the firepower and the talent that he had at his disposal. This offense bogged down way too much for what they had on the floor.
But
in my opinion,
then you have to ask yourself, okay, what is the interpersonal dynamic of sort of scapegoating Kevin Young when Kevin Young is Devin Booker's guy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So it's a lot of stuff to have to sift through. I really hope that whatever does happen has happened after conversations with Devin Booker primarily.
I'm also interested to see what we don't know about Matt Ishbia is how quickly is he willing to admit he was wrong about something?
Mm-hmm.
And that includes the big three and the coachings.
Listen, and I do think the 100 out of 100 line he told us, I think as a new owner, I'm sure he was a little taken aback by, why do people not love me for bringing in a guy like Kevin Durant? What is your obsession with Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson? I'm sure there was part of that.
I do know this, that if Frank Vogel is the guy moving forward for this team, regardless of what next year looks like, and I would hope that it would be better than what we saw in year two if they're making that determination, but a good portion of this fan base is going to be disappointed with that decision. And it was uncomfortable. You were in the arena for games 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
It was uncomfortable to hear fire Vogel chants in the midst of a playoff series.
I know.
It was uncomfortable to hear the crowd reaction after introducing the starting lineup, which kind of disappointed all year, and then you introduce the head coach, and it goes from cheers to boos distinctly.
As a media member, it was uncomfortable to hear Frank Vogel continually not hold Devin Booker or Kevin Durant accountable after bad games and instead just continually bash referees. It spoke to me like a head coach who was fearful of his two best players. And I'm not stating that as a fact. I'm stating that as an instinct.
Yeah, we shall see.
We'll see.
It's certainly on watch right now. Coming up next, it is Tuesday. We'll roll out another edition of America's favorite and fastest growing facial hair related game show, Mustache.
Na-ba-ba-ba-ba!
That's next here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Time to take a look at the Arizona Sports poll question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into Bickley Amorata Mornings. Great to have you with us. Hopefully, you've been hanging out with us since 6 a.m. If not, we'll welcome you in anyway.
I've only been checking in periodically since 6 a.m. So
yeah, I can tell. All right. We are going to ArizonaSports.com for a quick look at today's poll question. Who is your current NBA Finals pick? We've got the Celtics, Knicks, Nuggets, Thunder, T-World, T-Wolves, or other.
T-Wolves.
T-Wolves. Hello.
Hello.
Or other.
Who is going to be the winner?
My pick.
Winner?
My pick was the Celtics going in. I thought they would beat the Nuggets. That ain't happening. I'm still sticking with the Celtics to win it.
Okay.
But the Knicks are making me think, too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just something about that team.
There is, I don't know if you could find better drama than have Knicks-Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals and then have, like I said, Luka against Anthony Edwards over on this side. Oh, my goodness.
Fire.
Could you imagine the crying Luka would do against that Timberwolves defense? Come on, Vinny, I put it on a tee for you.
That would be painful to watch, though.
All right, looking at the results, 51% say the Timberwolves are going to win it
all. The Valley's got T-Wolves fever.
Yes, they do. 33% say the Celtics will win, 6% OKC, 4% the Knicks, 3% the Nuggets, another 3% for other.
All right, there we go. That's today's Sanderson Ford poll question. You can vote on it right now on the homepage at arizonasports.com.
Mustache. Not a mustache.
A mustache, a mustache, a mustache. Big mustache, thick mustache. My mustache, your mustache. Say the word mustache. A mustache, a mustache. Now we both have said mustache. A mustache, a mustache. If you only got a mustache.
I'd like you all to meet Tom. Tom Selleck. He's my mustache.
All right, it's time for America's fastest growing facial hair related quiz sensation, Mustache. We are running
Looking.
Late. I will be playing a soundbite from a movie, a TV show, an interview, or a song. Bickley and Murata will have to guess whether the person that's talking or singing has a mustache or does not have a mustache. They get a bonus point if you correctly identify the person. First one, the 10 wins, as long as everybody gets to go twice. So, today's topic, because of the NBA playoffs and one of the darlings, as you just mentioned, the New York Knicks. These are all Knicks.
All right.
So that is the theme. All last right. week, Dan Bickley won.
Stevie Nicks, not a mustache.
Well.
I'll go first, Jared.
Okay, you will go first. Dan Bickley won last week. And you will start with.
I don't understand the famous Knicks, what that has to do with this, but that's Motley Crue, that's Vince Neil, that's not a mustache.
That is correct. The song written by Nikki Sixx, a member of Motley Crue.
Got it.
Sometimes the member,
I got you. You're
a member
right.
of the band will be
I would never
Nick.
Call him Nick, but that's
well,
Nick.
Well, Nick, Nick, Nicholas, Nick. Nick. Nick Sixx, what that is sounds up? Even cooler.
Nick Sixx.
Yeah. Sometimes member of the band, sometimes Nick Nicholas. You know, it's all related
okay.
to
gotcha.
Nick.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, yeah. That's all my right. bad for not seeing that.
You got it. So, Dan, Vince Murata.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling.
Controversial opinion. Great song. Nickelback. That's Chad Kroeger. Mustache.
That is correct. Yes. All right, good start. Now you're all.
Am I wrong there? Is that not a.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It's a catchy song. It's a catchy song.
The only song by them I like.
Oh, that's fine.
Look at this photograph, man.
Yeah, I like that. Dan.
That made me
Jared.
All the things that I believed in for all these years, 50 years of coaching, no longer exist in college athletics. We really are creating a circumstance here that is not beneficial to the development of young people.
A dude who's actually very good on television, by the way. Nick Saban, not a mustache.
That is correct.
Aight.
Aight.
Knicks.
All right. Aight. It better be what it ought to be. Aight.
Vince.
Yes.
I just want to go home and cry when I watch us play. Don't you boys understand? Don't you know how bad I want to see this team play? I want to see this team play so bad I can taste it. The only joy I have right now is I only have to watch you guys play two more games.
That is Nick Nolte from Blue Chips. Head coach Pete Bell, not a mustache.
That is correct.
Yeah. He was so good in that movie. 4-4.
I think he's a very underrated actor, by the way.
Yeah, he's good. His voice, as he's gotten older and older, it's so gravelly. It's fantastic.
All right.
Dan.
Yeah. She took me to her castle, and I just couldn't believe my eyes. She had so many devices, everything that money would buy. She said, sign your name on the dotted line. The lights went out, and Nikki started to grind. Yeah, don't play too much of that, Jared.
No, that's the one part I could play.
I don't even know if you should have played that.
That is the greatness that is Prince mustache.
That is correct. Well, probably the sexiest music, maybe, overall, right?
Certainly the vibes filthiest.
Well, there's a difference between filthy and sexy, though. All right. Vince.
Luther Vandross would like word.
Yeah. I have an idea where this is going.
I don't think so.
Go ahead and play it.
I don't think so, Vince.
That is the Backstreet Boys with Nick Carter.
Yes.
Wow.
Not a mustache.
You got it. Very good.
Wow.
I would have got confused between Nick Lachey and Nick Carter myself there. So that was well done.
Has anybody in the English language ever, other than the Backstreet Boys, uttered the sentence, am I sexual?
Certainly not me.
Just your insecure friend.
All right.
Am I?
Here we go. Dan Bickley.
Yes.
I am only here because I owe Leslie 1,000 favors. I'm not big on charities. Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Don't teach a man to fish and you feed yourself. He's a grown man. Fishing's not that hard.
Oh, I know that voice, and why don't I... like? What?
We've had him on the show before.
You don't have to give me clues, Ferret. Okay. It's all good. Oh, blanking.
Famous Knicks.
Yeah, I know, Jared. Oh,
I'm just reminding the audience. I'm just reminding the audience as you're thinking.
I don't know, but I'll say not a mustache. That's Nicolas Cage.
No, that's Nick Offerman.
Oh, him.
Nick Offerman from Parks and Rec with a mustache.
Okay.
All right, Vince.
Yes.
What is that? Oh, no, not the bees. Not the bees. Ah! Out of my eyes. Ah!
I'm not familiar with that clip.
Oh, it's a very famous clip.
Ain't that famous.
You don't know it either, do you, Vic?
No.
Is that Nicolas Cage? Not a mustache?
That is Nicolas Cage. Wow. Not a mustache.
Wow.
What's that from?
I think it's from Wicker Man. I think it's the movie. They put a thing on his cage on his head and then pour bees into it. All right. Here we go. Dan Bickley.
Yeah, I don't know. Mustache.
That is correct. That it was Ashford and Simpson.
Okay.
His name is Nick. That sings that.
Oh, okay.
All right. Vince.
It's over, but.
Really? You already won? It's don't you need to get at least 1 point here?
It's 8-7.
Well, let's see if you could have got this. Maybe you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you.
Say the word and I'll go anywhere. No idea.
That was the Jonas Brothers featuring Nick Jonas. Nick Jonas and...
I'm still flabbergasted that Ashford and Simpson got an inclusion in the...
It was either him or Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. I didn't know if you knew there were those. Not as many Nicks that sing as you would think, but we got through it. And we might have all gotten some cuts, but no Nicks on
mustache. Not a mustache. A mustache, a mustache,
a mustache, a big mustache. Coming up next, Cardinals talking to another wide receiver, and a warning, don't get weird with Caitlin Clark. We'll explain next. Pick your Murata mornings here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
I'd like you all to meet Tom.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Bickley and Murata, song of the day.
Just like the wild winged dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
Here you go, Beck.
Stevie Nicks, not a mustache.
The Gold Dust Woman.
I do wonder, should we do like special editions of it to include the female, you know, brunette, not a brunette or something like that?
Are you saying we should change the time-honored
not change, add.
Spin-off. I'm the old and the new.
I feel horrible about this win. I don't win this game very often now, but Ashford and Simpson?
Sometimes he's like hip to those like 70s.
Why didn't you pick Duran Duran, Nick Rhodes? He just went to a Duran Duran.
Thank you.
Show.
See?
I didn't know that. Would either of you ever heard of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds?
Yeah. Nick Kershaw, another 80s artist.
Nick Bonacanti.
Nick Cannon.
St. Nick.
Santa Claus. Stevie Nicks. This is my pick for my favorite Stevie Nicks song.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I always liked this song. Edge of 17. Today's song of the day.
Bickley and Murata going off the grid.
Off the grid.
Brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If you've been hurt in an accident, call Sweet James at 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
How about like Jeff Van Gundy or Patrick Ewing? Famous Knicks.
Yeah, I...
Now that I've hosted the show once, I got all these, suggestions. I'll shut up now, Jared. I'm sorry. The Arizona Cardinals beefed up their wide receiving core. They might be doing it again through a different route. According to Jordan Schultz, citing sources, former Jaguars wide receiver Zay Jones visiting the Cardinals today.
Interesting.
He indicates Jones, who was cut after the draft, has already met with the Titans and has a few other teams showing interest. So we had talked about that earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
Did we expect more movement at the wide receiver position? Possibly. There was a lot of people surprised that Zay Jones was let go in Jacksonville when he was. A little thumbnail on Zay Jones, 6'2", 200 pounds. A veteran, joined the league in 2017 with Buffalo last year. 34 catches, 2 touchdowns, but only 2 years removed from an 82-catch season with Jacksonville. Good possession.
Interesting. I would highly endorse that.
Yep.
Bringing another guy for depth and just kind of, build out the room.
The don't get weird with Caitlin Clark situation. We all remember Greg Doyle's weird interaction with Caitlin Clark at her introductory press conference in Indianapolis. Uh-huh. Well, Bob Kravitz, longtime writer in Indianapolis.
And the dude who ditched me at a bar in Rio.
That guy.
That guy.
has indicated that Greg Doyle is in the midst of a 2-week suspension for his role in that interaction.
Uh-huh.
And that he is not allowed to cover Indiana Fever games in person this summer. Wow.
It's a restraining
order. Imagine being the... Right.
It really is, right?
Could you imagine being the columnist in that state and you can't cover Caitlin Clark's home games like because you're a creep?
The biggest sports story to come there.
Yeah. I guess he's going to be writing a lot of Anthony Richardson columns.
He's a creep. He's a weirdo. What the hell is he doing here? He doesn't belong here.
Chicken.
One of the all-time great songs.
Yeah, it is. Totally agree.
That is going to do it. Fun Tuesday.
Yeah, very good Tuesday.
That we will be back tomorrow morning.
Great guest list, by the way, Jared. Great job.
People tune in for the names on the show, not
Join
for the guests.
Join us tomorrow. We'll get an in-studio visit from Ashford Anderson. Wolf and Luke are up next here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Have a great day, everybody.